Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Monday of the 28th week in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Father Kieran Healy. Father Kieran lives in Oakland, California, and his preaching today is entitled, In the Belly of the Whale.
Luke 11:29-32. While still more people gathered in the crowd, Jesus said to them, "This generation is an evil generation that seeks a sign, but no sign will be given it except the sign of Jonah. Just as Jonah became a sign to the Ninevites, so will the Son of Man be to this generation. At judgment, the Queen of the South will rise with the men of this generation, and she will condemn them, because she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. But there is something greater than Solomon here. At the judgment, men of Nineveh will arise with this generation and condemn it, because at the preaching of Jonah, they repented, and there is something greater than Jonah here." The two figures then of the gospel are compared, each spending 3 days in order to bring a message. Jonah was to save the city of Nineveh, while Christ, by his 3 days in the earth, is to deliver all mankind to salvation. The scripture gives us approximately and appropriately the images of early times, which would reveal God's way of announcing the possibility of salvation. He first must get their attention through these remarkable images. Then, as people reflect on the full meaning of Jonah and then Christ, we might be encouraged to discover the deeper meaning and the practical application of God's message to our own time, place, and person. And so we now reflect on our own awareness of God's call in our lives during these present days, especially as we approach an election and our need to respond responsibly to that. I find that I need to give myself with a greater spirit and attention of vision and a sense of adventure as we approach this topic. We all have responsibilities that come to us from our state in life. Certainly, these are clear in the family. But in religious life, we discover the need to make choices that follow through on the part of anyone who would ask and seek to follow Christ. Our lives of following Jesus begin with rules of behavior that are given to us in childhood. And then these become more explicit and demanding. We also make our choices in later life, and this refines and gives us direction. Usually marriage and a family are the most what most people would opt for, but also more definite responsibilities are for those who choose a more dedicated way of life, perhaps medicine or education, and certainly this is the case for one who seeks a more direct responsibility, perhaps the raising of children, or even, in my case, a religious vocation. These are lives built around service to the community in education, politics, business, and religion. At the judgment, the men of Nineveh will arise with this generation and condemn it, because at the preaching of Jonah, they repented, and there is something greater than Jonah here. Like Jonah and the whale, the Son of Man will be in the heart of the earth for 3 days and three nights. Jonah prefigures Christ as he spends 3 days in the belly of the whale, while Christ endures the tomb for 3 days for our salvation. In a short period of time, the United States will conduct the presidential election. Once again, as we educate ourselves about the true possibilities and opportunities of the choices we make and the candidates before us, this is certainly a time for some thoughtful prayer about the choices we are making and those that we can possibly make as we focus on choosing the best people and the best values we would have for the direction of our nation and our lives. It's also very necessary that we pay attention to the personal choices we need to make to ensure that our own best values are put forward and that politicians and plans that are will be selected that will further our best choices both personally and as informed and active members of a democracy and a church. I would want to give some time and energy to what I would term my active political imagination. I wish to discover what is really missing in our political choices at this time, and who are the best candidates to address these problems and omissions in our choices of leadership and programs to address the practical needs of my fellow citizens. You'll probably agree that the task is enormous, but we need to make a start and name those issues, practices, and the personnel where change and reform are needed. And so in the days leading up to our political election, we might expand our study, political imagination, conversations, especially important, and personnel that we might choose, who might bring about improvement in the direction we're heading for and the personalities we seek to lead us. Who can offer us the leadership that we feel is really necessary for our future together? Prayer and study and some informed conversations in the days ahead can make a great contribution to our personal behavior and the success of the election. And while we engage in these conversations and choices, it is a blessing to realize the freedom that is ours to create a future together that will offer both opportunities and blessings to all the members of our society and our country. May God bless you and our country as together we advance into the future by the prayers we offer, the thoughts we entertain, and the choices we make, that these may be a much more perfect reflection of the will of God for our lives, our country, and our world. May God bless you in the time ahead.